is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. It's a horrific sight, billowing smoke and flames at the backdrop as passengers scramble out over an airliner's wings or tumble down chutes to safety. That was at Denver International Airport last evening. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports a plane caught fire on the tarmac after an emergency landing.
The FAA tells CBS News that after American Airlines Flight 1006 had departed from Colorado Springs Airport, the crew reported engine vibrations. After diverting to and landing at Denver's airport and while taxiing to the gate, an engine caught fire. Passenger Ingrid Hibbets.
Everybody's standing up and screaming. I look out the window and there's flames.
The FAA says they were forced to evacuate by using the slides.
The airport says 12 passengers had minor injuries. The Senate will vote on the House-passed spending bill today with a midnight deadline before the government starts running out of money. Some Democrats feel they have to vote for it even if they don't like it.
This spending bill will fund the government through September. So it would be a six-month spending bill, but it also has a part that would give more money to the Department of Defense.
CBS's Christina Carujo. President Trump will dust off an old wartime law to help with the administration's deportation efforts. CBS immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez explains.
According to U.S. officials, President Trump is preparing to invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to fast-track the deportation of suspected members of the Tren de Aragua prison gang.
Columbia University interim president Katrina Armstrong says DHS agents with search warrants went through two student rooms in university residences last evening. No further action was taken. This as CBS's Stacey Lynn reports Columbia had disciplined some of the students who occupied a campus building last year.
Just days after the Trump administration revoked $400 million in grants and contracts for the university over its handling of pro-Palestinian protests last spring, the school says it has expelled or suspended some students who took over a campus building and had temporarily revoked the diplomas of some students who have since graduated.
Russian President Vladimir Putin hasn't announced his decision yet on the plan for ceasefire talks worked out between Ukraine and the U.S. President Trump has threatened, quote, very bad things if Putin doesn't say yes.
President Trump might be talking about trying to shut down Russia's so-called shadow fleet of oil tankers. That is hundreds of tankers that use deceptive or illegal means to evade sanctions on Russian oil. And if the U.S. and its allies actually did that, they would do deep damage to Russia's economy.
CBS News correspondent Holly Williams in Ukraine. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Three people have been charged with stealing FEMA benefits after the Southern California wildfires.
No victim of a disaster should ever have to go through this troubling experience of secondary victimization.
Acting U.S. Attorney Joseph McNally says two Texas women each collected more than $25,000 after they submitted forged leases and claimed their houses were destroyed. A California man tried to get benefits for an Altadena home he didn't own, but was caught when the home's actual owners applied for aid.
Charging these cases quickly serves as important deterrent to those who may decide to engage in this type of conduct.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Mexico City, home to the world's largest bull ring, is considering a ban on killing bulls at the bullfights. Mayor Clara Brugada said the city, quote, cannot allow cruelty as a spectacle. The proposed ban would align with a Mexican national constitutional reform approved in December prohibiting animal abuse. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear, light south winds developing in the overnight with lows dropping to the lower 40s. On Friday, we'll keep it cool. Upper 50s in the afternoon, mostly sunny skies, south winds gusting to 30. Showers and storms likely Friday night. Currently 44 degrees.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Vehicle woman, by now I'm sure you know you know I love you. And I'm your vehicle, babe. Oh, you know I love you. I need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. I'm so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted mothers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be just so lonely, baby, I'll be just so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, they could die. Keep flowing, the desk clerks dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back. And think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel. So lonely, baby, well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely, they'll be so lonely they could die.
Last night as I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria. I said to my wife, say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter for me. I said to my wife, send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand, but she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Send to my wife, send a copy to my lawyer,
not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Till I'm gone. me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother.
News. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Man, then girl, I understand. Go on and take his hand and
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, I'm there above, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby. Hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
CBS News Brief. No one was seriously injured when an American Airlines jet caught fire after making an emergency landing in Denver. Ingrid Hibbetts evacuated onto the wing of the plane.
People were standing in the aisle forever, and then by the time we got out, we were pushed out onto the wing, and there wasn't a slide or anything where I was.
The crew had reported engine vibrations. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer will hold his nose and vote for the Republican spending plan to avert a government shutdown tonight.
While the CR bill is very bad, the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse.
A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to rehire probationary workers it fired from several agencies. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
This cuts across so many government agencies, from Veteran Affairs to the Treasury Department to many more.
The judge says the administration lied about the workers being poor performers. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Don Rosenstein.